Picking a major may seem like a very daunting task. It's hard to make a commitment. You might be thinking, what if I pick a major and realize down the road that it's the wrong major for me? Or maybe you enjoy too many things that you don't want to pick just one. You aren't alone, ask around. Or maybe you were so confident about your choice in major when you began college, but having completed a few months or even a few semesters, now realize it isn't the major for you. Here are some things to consider when picking, adding to, or changing your major. First, your major does not equal your career. Every major has many options in terms of career paths, and your path will probably twist and turn throughout your life. You're going to be working for at least 44 years of your life, and with the job market shifting, many people switch jobs and career paths multiple times within those 44 years. Although it may be your sole focus for 4 years as you get your degree, how you apply it once you're out in the real world may change many times. Another thing to remember is that it's okay to ask for guidance. Talk with your friends, your family, your professors and academic advisor, your roommate, and your career counselors. Do some informational interviews with your relatives and friends' parents to see what occupations are out there, and find out what they did in college to reach their career goals. Talk with your career counselor and see what assessments they offer. For example, here at Albright, our students have an opportunity to complete a variety of assessments, including Focus 2. Many professors are open to letting students sit in on classes. You can ask your friends if you can look through their textbooks to see if the topic is of interest to you. You can also use websites as a resource. My personal favorites include Job Shadow, the Occupational Outlook Handbook, and ONET. Finally, it may be helpful to look through major options at your school and determine what you don't want to do. If you know you're not great in the sciences, then you can eliminate majors such as biology, chemistry, or environmental science. If you feel overwhelmed by having too many options, this process can help you narrow down your major choices. Another option to consider, which many students elect to do if they have trouble deciding, is to double major or declare a minor. It's normal to begin college as an undeclared student or to begin with a declared major and later decide to switch majors. In fact, approximately 70% of college students change their major at least once during their time in college. Keep in mind about where your major may lead you. Pick a major where classes are of interest to you, you're engaged in the projects, and are gaining experience related to your career interests.